Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here in the studio, in the world headquarters with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We have Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing having a great time. This is such a great show when Carl's on because he's at the hub of it all.
Yeah, no
right?
doubt, man.
Yeah,
no
every
doubt.
Single day yeah. of his life, practically. Do you ever take a day off this time of year?
My wife says no, but yeah. I do.
He goes fishing, but that didn't really count as a day off.
That's
you know?
Like, field research.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
You're damn yeah. right.
He has to go.
Exactly.
It's his job.
Yeah. When somebody calls and says, hey, man, what are they biting? Like, you got to know.
Yeah.
Only one way to know, man. You got to go.
For sure. Well, having a great show here, and just grateful to all the people that made it happen. Pat Osborne, Sports Grid, the guys at Sports Grid, and, of course, 1090 AM for having us here today because it's been a tough week.
Yeah.
We're just grateful to be here and going to be here for a long time.
We damn right. Yeah,
for sure.
We're having a great time talking fishing. And, again, we want to talk to you. That's what Let's Talk Hookup is all about, is your text, your phone calls, great guests like Carl, and all that fun participation we have. Pete and I are just the lucky guys to get to hang out and push the buttons.
Yeah.
The show is all about you, and it wouldn't be anywhere without you and all the support that we have. And again, if you want to get through and be a part of that show, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Chris standing by right now, 213-432-1090 gets you through on the phones, or send us a text. You know, we've been talking about that all morning. If you want to send us a text message, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete mentioned that before, too. The Let's Talk Hookup app is so important to Let's Talk Hookup. You'll always find us here. You'll always have the stream. Not only can you listen live, but you can hear all the archive shows. If you have some rad tip that Carl dealt out that you want to go back and revisit, you can listen to all the past shows. You can listen to Let's Talk Hookup when you want, on demand, through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download, whether you have an iPhone or an Android. Wherever you get your apps, just go into the Google Play Store, the App Store, search Let's Talk Hookup. You'll see the Let's Talk Hookup little icon, download it.
Just make sure you put in Let's Talk Hookup radio show.
There you go.
Yeah, because who knows what else you might
yeah.
do. When you put in hookup.
Yeah.
But it's always Let's Talk Hookup radio show.
You know our logo, the fish with the microphone, because, boy,
yeah.
I'll tell you one thing.
That's all you need to see.
You're probably in the right place. There's probably some wildness if you, you stray a little too far.
For sure.
As you can hear, though, we're having a great show. And not only are we having a great show, giving away an awesome prize. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to go fishing on a full day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Fantastic opportunity for one caller or texter. And speaking of that great fishing, we're going to find out what's going on. It's time for that fishdope.com report. Today, Norisk Lithium batteries, they're designed specifically for marine use. Norisk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norisk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norisk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries that weigh less than 3 pounds. Make an investment in the very best for your boat with Norisk Lithium. Check NoriskLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine, both in Anaheim and in Lakeside, for your Norisk Lithium batteries. We're going to start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Pete and Carl. Great show this morning. You guys are having way too much fun.
We really are, man.
Yeah.
It's a fun morning.
You just feel the energy, you know. It's just awesome. But what a great start to August here. Just good fishing in so many areas. You know, we did have a stretch of kind of lumpy weather, but fortunately that's all behind us. It's pretty nice now almost everywhere. And guess what? Private boat fleet is just out there taking advantage, man. A lot of guys are catching a lot of really good fish. So starting along the coast here, guys fishing the structure spots up in Santa Monica Bay, seeing some really excellent fishing for calico bass and sand bass. And same setup here off Long Beach on the horseshoe down the spots on Huntington Beach. You know, with the better water conditions, those bass are biting. You know, lighter tackle, fishing the plastic. I mean, that's good. just good summertime fun fishing, man. On the outside, no report this week from Nick. You know, a lot of the guys that would fish there, between a little bit of weather and the tuna fish not too far from there, they kind of got sidetracked. Santa Barbara Island did get checked out. Guess what? Those big yellows are still tearing up tackle around the back there on the boiler ridge. There's no shortage of big ones. At Catalina, you know, last year, Catalina was just marginal on the yellows. I mean, there was some around, but nothing special. This year's a whole different story, man. A lot of yellows around and some big ones. And backside east has been consistent. East end proper has been pretty good. And then the sock spots up the front, all holding some of that really good grade yellows. Still throw a mackerel on good gear and hang on, man. And here's a great story. One of my friends got a really nice one the other day, a 31-pounder. He weighed it, and when it quit wiggling, he threw it on his fillet table on the back of the boat that doesn't have a little rim around it.
Oh,
and a boat weight stadium. And he watched his yellow slide right over the side.
Don't say that. No way. Not on a trophy like that.
Yeah, that was sick. He was sick. And then, let's see. So that's Catalina. And then San Clemente Island, you got two main areas biting, backside west on the bait grounds, yellows and sea bass both. Really good, great fish on both of them. And that's been biting for a couple weeks now, pretty steady there. And then the newer areas, front side middle down toward the east, big schools of yellows moved into that. And I wonder if that's some of the fish that maybe was at the Coronado, since they seem to slow down just a little bit, seen that happen in the past. And then offshore, oh, my God. What a week. It's a huge spread of tuna fish all the way from just below Santa Cruz Island, where those northern guys are getting a few, down towards SBI, not too far off the west end of Catalina, and then down toward the west end of Clemente. That whole sector has got major tonnage of fish. You know, it's not up every day. It doesn't bite real good every day. You know, I had friends there yesterday. They looked at major tonnage, and unfortunately, only hooked one on, they were a little undergunned, and, but they didn't score, but it wasn't for not seeing lots of fish. There's tonnage there. And then mixed in with that tuna fish, even a few albies. The guys on the Lucky Charms, they saw a little breezer, trolled through it, got a double jig strike on a couple really nice sized albacore, looked like 25, 30 pounds or something like that.
Crazy.
So, you know, and for the guys trolling around out there, you know, back in the old days, you know, we used to fish those albies quite a bit and won an awful lot of tournaments. And I ran across one of my favorite jigs, and it's like 4 inches long, little tiny hex head with a real thin green skirt. That thing murdered the albies. So you guys trolling around out there looking for bluefin, it's not going to hurt to troll a couple of small feathers or small plugs, either one, because there might be a little more albie mixed in than what we know, and a lot of the bluefin stuff is just bigger than what they normally bite, so it's definitely worth checking out. But anyway, I could just keep going another 5 or 10 minutes.
It's August, right? Hey, it's good stuff. And of course, Danny and the boys at Fish Dope have all your information. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, guys, you should definitely go fishing. Nice weather fighting fish. It's time to go. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Sounds good.
Real quick, it just made me smile so much hearing about Mark's green hex head favorite albacore trolling lure. What's your favorite? What was your favorite trolling, albie trolling jig back in the day? I mean, you did so much fishing on all the field research boats in the day, all the sport boat fishing. What if you had to pick Pete's number one favorite drag for albacore, what was it?
A super Mexican flag.
That's pretty damn impossible to beat, right?
Yeah, right?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
that was fun. Hey, let's continue on with our catch report, find out what's going on at C4 Sport Fishing. We got our buddy Marcos standing by. What up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great,
buddy. Good morning.
Well, it's a kind of, again, as we're talking about in the summertime here, some great fishing going on. A little shift for sure. Half-day trip, not catching those calico bass. They're catching sand bass now, and I don't think we've had quite the sand bass fight like this that we've had in a while. Very good sand bass on those half-day trips, the twilight trips, a little bit of other stuff mixed in there. And so if you want to, like, you know, want to escape that heat, especially if you're inland there where you're creeping up on those 90 to 100 temperatures, get out in the water, get out there and catch some sand bass. These trips are great for especially beginners because there's lots of fish you get caught. You can drop down, catch something, get that experience of catching fish. A lot of fun there. The full-day trips, had some trips fishing the islands, a few trips fishing offshore. They've definitely seen a lot of yellowtail on these trips. Mix of yellowtail, barracuda, calico bass, a little bit of rockfish, bottom fish in there. And we're going to keep talking about this. Get your passport. Get your passport to have those options because those Coronado Line trips do require a passport. So get that done. It's good for 10 years. It's going to open up a lot of options to you when the fishing changes like this. Offshore, still a mix of bluefin and yellowtail in there. So all around great fishing, guys. You know, nice mix of stuff from the sand bass to the bluefin to the yellowtail. Can't really go wrong there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can make your reservations online. The whole schedule's up there. Then give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to answer your questions, get you on a trip, get you out there fishing. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear tuned up, get some new gear. And Dustin, want to let you guys know that they have those electronic relief bands in the tack shop there.
Hey, oh, yeah, right. Nice, cool. The electronic relief bands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're amazing. They work really well. I know they rent them on the whale watching boats, and I've seen people put them on and quell their seasickness when they're already sick, which just doesn't tend to work quite as well.
You're
when
right
taking like
that.
The Bonine or something like that. And my wife, she got seasick looking at the water, and she put one of those on last time we went whale watching, and it was perfect. She had no issues there. So
and they're called electronic relief bands.
Yeah, they're the electronic relief bands. So you put them on. They're kind of like the, you know, the wristbands with the pressure point there, but they send a little pulse through your hand, near into your hand there, and it helps with the queasiness. And actually, my mother-in-law used it when she was doing her chemo there, and even helped with that. So these things are amazing. Definitely worth checking out. A lot of trips will rent them. You can buy them in there. It's a little bit of an initial investment, but great overall.
They're not cheap, but you know what? Neither is a wasted trip. I mean, that's an investment. And how cool that you can own that, keep it in your tackle box, and it's something that you could let somebody else put on, or you know, you could put it on and take it back off again. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, good call. You'll see Dustin over there at the C4 Tackle Shop.
Yeah, for sure. Best tackle shop in Southern California.
Well, I love about all that. We're watching the Olympics here. You know, I mean, second place is still pretty good. You know, I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with silver, that's for sure. Hey, Marcos, a great report as always. Obviously, we say it all in fun. We love the boys over there at Seaforth. It's clearly not Fisherman's Landing, but a very, very nice shop. And yeah, we'll always look forward to another great report next week, buddy.
Definitely, guys. Come on down, and we'll get you out there fishing.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. See you guys.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I figured the beef would be between Carl and Marcos. I mean, that's Marcos is the Carl of C4 Sport Fishing, and vice versa. I figured for sure there'd be something going down there.
It's all family.
Yeah.
There's no comparison.
Yeah. Here we go. Well, hey, there is no comparison when it comes to Sage Rose Sport Fishing, and we got Rosie on the line. Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, you guys. I am just totally, like, cracking up over here listening to you all. It's so funny. But yeah. Well, we are incredibly thankful this morning because, as you know, I watch the weather daily when it comes to Cedros Island.
Sure.
And I don't know if you have seen those, the one with the tropical storm and one is turning into a hurricane. And they are both heading west, and they are not coming north.
All right.
Can be. Yay. Oh, my gosh. So fishing is doing great. We got the Taddy Lures group down there right now, and they showed up yesterday and immediately went out fishing and had some of the most incredible half-day fishing. They get out there a little bit late. I mean, they wanted to have their nice little lunch and everything, and they got out there a little bit late, but they got on them right away, and surface iron was the gig. It was the way to go. Yesterday we had three yellowtail right at 40 pounds.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
And, you know what gets me is, like, you know, half day in the afternoon, I'll be honest with you, sometimes it can be hit or miss. You'll always get something, but will it be the big guys? Well, yesterday it was the big guys. I mean, it was like, you know, the 38 to 40 pounders. So that was awesome. So using the Taddy surface iron. The group up at the second lodge, A lot of those guys yesterday were focused on halibut and sheephead and calico bass, and they definitely didn't disappoint there. Some went north and some went south between Natividad and Cedros, and both places were biting. So we had a very happy group up there too. White sea bass. Now there's squid came through. So, you know, when squid comes through, man, those captains get out their nets and they start pulling the squid over. So we had a couple of guys put some squid on a dropper loop, take it down, and both of them got white sea bass. So they were thrilled with that. So, yeah. So overall, Cedros is just being Cedros. It's doing what it does, and it's just producing really well. And we just keep on hoping.
I talked to Bill Varney yesterday. He just got back from his Let's Talk Hookup group trip, which he said was just unbelievable. Just fantastic weather, fantastic fishing, 40-pounders. And lots of great calicos and more. But most of all, Rosie, he was praising you and your service that you give, how you hand carry everybody to the CBX, and the same thing on coming back, and just the service at Cedros Sport Fishing is beyond compare. There's no other outfit you should be going to, and a lot of that's due to your great service, Rosie. So we thank you for that.
Well, thank you, because I do work very hard at it. You know, a lot of people, when they're going into a foreign country, you know, they're a little anxious, and if they haven't been before and it's their first time, they don't know what to expect. And so we've just got this so dialed in with the concierge service and, you know, the airlines and, you know, the sky bridge. I mean, you can't go wrong. You can't go the wrong way. I tell everyone, look, there's one way to go. It is up and it is south. You can't get lost. You know, so, you know, I'm very thankful for our crew, not only down at the lodge, but at the CBX and the airlines, and incredible pilots. Incredible pilots. We are very blessed to be doing what we're doing. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Go. Well, hey, Rosie, how do we find you if we want to go fishing at Cedros Sport Fishing?
Yeah, give me a call. Phone number is 619-772-7570. But I first like you to look at the website and look at the trips that are open. We've already got some trips that are on schedule for next year. The Let's Talk Hookup trip in late June, early July is one of them, and it is already starting to fill up. So take a look at that and get your bearings straight with your friends and see which trip you want to go on, and then give me a call.
That's the way to do it, Rosie. Great job. Best in the business. Sure appreciate everything you do for us, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Rosie. All right, that's going to wrap up our Catch Sport today, sponsored by our great friends, the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out their brand new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with the addition of the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com, and be sure you make those reservations today.
Especially on a morning like today.
Oh, man, you ain't lying, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
That sounds great to me. How about we talk to Doug? Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Who's your friend getting most busy, like with the bluefin or yellowfin or the albacore?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It kind of depends. I would say bluefin. I mean, I wish albacore would show back up. I mean, I think that would help everyone out. But, I mean, we haven't had albacore in 15 years, so not albacore for sure. Dorado. When the Dorado are biting, that's
really?
When our phones get busy. I mean.
No kidding.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Dorado.
People love those things.
Yeah.
They just can't get enough of them. They want them.
And they bite.
And they bite.
When they want to bite, they bite.
If fishing is tough and those things start showing up, it don't matter. They're going to go fishing. They want to go fishing.
Want to catch a Dorado.
People love Dorado, yeah.
I love hearing this because I've known Carl for the last 25 years, and there's one thing that I know about Carl Schmidt. If there's one fish he hates more than anything in the world, it is a Dorado.
Dorado.
So that cracks me up hearing that.
But it rings the phone.
That cracks me up hearing that so much. Like, that man has a personal hatred for the mahi-mahi.
But they're good eating.
And they're fun, and they jump, and they bite everything.
And
visual, great picture.
Oh, they're awesome. Yeah, everything about those things are great.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call today, Doug. Ted in San Diego has a great show, as always. Have not listened to the radio in years. Your live show on the app or podcast is the answer. Question for Carl. I have a UCCXJ600-3 and a 605. Do you need to add a UCJRX RPXX 6005 to my arsenal? I have no idea what he's talking about. Which two-speed reel should I match with those?
So those particular models are the jigging style rods.
Okay.
I know you fished with Alex on the Royal Star. Like,
right.
Those are his. That's his deal. You know. Okay. So United Composites, great rod maker on the West Coast. They build a series of jigging rods.
Gotcha.
And the models that he was talking about was a little bit lighter one, something you'd fish a smaller jig on, and a little bit heavier. And his question was the heaviest of them. Does he need a really heavy jigging rod? And then what's a good two-speed for it?
I'm going to say I believe yes, you do, especially fishing at night for those real big ones like we were catching. Is it a 10? The size 10 rod?
The PE rating?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the 6005 is probably like exactly like a 10 to 12, something like that. Heavy.
Yep. And those, we started carrying those Maxwell reels.
Maxwell?
Yep, reels in the tackle shop. That's what Alex and Gavin and these guys that are really getting into are fishing on the boat. They buy, I don't know how often they use the two-speed. A lot of guys use the single-speed reel. You know, they got the giant handle on there, the lower gears. People really like them. So I think the two-speed option is kind of option for most guys. I don't know how often they actually use them compared to, like, when you're fishing a rail rod and you need to drop it into low. But, yeah, I would say I would have one heavy rod for sure. And the reels that we just started carrying in the shop. And Gavin likes the Daiwa Saltiga 55, I think it is, or maybe 62 speed reel also, I think.
That one I was talking about last week, the
brand new lever drag Osea 2500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super small, but unbelievably powerful.
That would be the right rig for the first rod he mentioned, that 6003.
Right.
The new one that he's talking about, the 6005, would be more like
Osea 40.
You got it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Which
exactly.
is a beast.
It is. You know, his question was, do I need to have that in my arsenal? And even though it's probably not the right thing to say for a guy that owns a tackle store, You don't need that. That's a very fun rig to have. It's an effective rig to have. There are times when for sure it is great, but he's talking about the heaviest jig outfit that for sure can still be done with your rail rod that you already own, your two-speed that you already own. It is a, as Pete, you experienced, the rod and reel is so much lighter, easier to fish with, very fun. So is that an extra good add to your quiver? Damn right it is, and it's a very fun one. But in terms of necessity, a guy that has all those rods that he mentioned probably already has a two-speed outfit, you know, that's heavy, it'll fish 100-pound, and that would certainly suffice. Add it when you've got a little money burning a hole in your pocket, you're ready to add a fun extra rod to the arsenal, you want to be able to catch a 150- or 200-pounder on a rod that feels like a bass rod, then add it for sure. In terms of necessity, now you probably have something in your quiver that'll work just fine.
All right, very good. And you have a good text,
I thought so, yeah. Let me pull the text right back up here. And this is kind of after Mark's question. This is from Dave and Anna. Says, hey, I heard that there was a couple of albacore caught on private boats this week. When I'm out looking offshore, what is a good lure, feather, Rapala, cedar plug, etc. that I should be trolling behind the boat? That's from Dave in Anaheim.
Well, we kind of covered it already. Like the Zucker feathers, the little, like what Mark was saying from on the fish report, the little jet heads work really well. But when that stuff was around, my go-to lure, and Kevin Ward got me fishing these things, the smallest, you probably can't, they'd be hard to find, but the Rapalas, black and purple, Tony the Tiger, little 4-inch,
little
maybe 5-inch Rapalas, or Marauders, I'm sorry, Marauders. Those things work really well for albacore. I love trolling those, and then the six-shooters that Carl Burns made. Caddy probably makes them now still.
Yeah.
Those six-shooter jet jigs and stuff like that. Obviously, cedar plugs.
Head.
Yeah, cedar plugs work great. You can never go wrong with those. Those catch anything and everything in the water.
Hey, we have a great guy on the line, Bill Egan from Western Outdoor News. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
How's, you know, Western Out There News got me looking today because it had this picture of this beautiful golden trout on there. You know what a trout fiend I am. Wow, what a great addition this week.
Yeah, that was a great cover shot, and it was interesting because once we posted that, we saw somebody share it on Instagram, and one of our professional bass guys, J.D. Blackmore's brother's wife is the one on the cover. So
that's a giant, too. Oh, my God.
It was a beautiful fish. It was a beautiful fish. Great picture. They did a great job.
Yeah, for sure. So we're not here to talk about trout. We're here to talk about tuna, right?
Yeah, we've got our tuna jackpot coming up November 6th through the 9th at beautiful Cabo. Actually just returned from Cabo about a week ago. Was there for 4 days for meetings for the tuna jackpot. And also had a chance to get on the water with one of the Pisces Fleet's boats, the La Chingona. And we were able to catch six marlin, striped marlin, and tag them and let them go. The Graves Fish Taxidermy and Research Program. And we're actually introducing a new tournament to Cabo this year.
That's cool. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's something we've been working on this year and next year. There happens to be, it's just the way the calendar works out, a week between the Bisbee's last event and our tuna tournament. So, and there's been a lot of talk out in Cabo for a true, you know, catch and release marlin event. And because obviously the marlin fishing for Cabo is such a staple for their tourism out there and for the fishing industry, you want to protect those fish. So we spent some time, looked at how other people do, you know, catch and release tournaments, and listened to a lot of boaters, you know, big boats, small boats, and what the issues are with some of the release tournaments, and what can make it a little more of a fair playing ground if, you know, things were augmented or changed. And, you know, we teamed up with Gray's Fish Research and AFCO to put on the very first 100% invitational only tag and release tournament. So no more leader fish. No more touching the 30-foot leader and calling it a catch.
Yeah. It's gotta be
so
both.
You have to put a tag in.
I like that.
You actually have to sight the fish in the stern of the boat, whether you cast on it in the bow or troll for it in the back. You have to bring it to the stern. You have to fight that fish to the stern. Get it close enough so everybody's going to be using a 6-foot AFCO tag stick with tags provided by Gray's Research. And you actually have to tag it in the proper zone on the body of the fish, capture it all on video, and it's based on points. No tuna, no dorado, no wahoo.
It is strictly
a tag and release marlin tournament, and we're calling it the Tag'em Release Invitational down there in Cabo. So
that's cool. And it's limited to just 30 boats, and it's the big pots up for grabs, right?
Yes. So we're looking for the elite of the elite, the best of the best in Cabo. There's a 60-mile barrier. So this is a Cabo marlin event, whether it's blue, black, striped, or sail. Guys are going to be fishing out there. It's 30 boats only, by invitation only. And those invitations are going out next week to all the boats that we've identified as past participants for Cabo Tuna Jackpot. And each one of those teams gets to invite two teams until there's 30 teams signed up. Basic entry $20,000, options up to $70,000, and if we get 30 boats all in, it's a $2 million payout.
Whew.
So it'll be the highest payout tag tournament. And
that's awesome.
Wow.
I love this.
That's pretty exciting.
Cool
there,
format.
Buddy.
Yeah, that's great
really
call.
Cool. So again, give us the dates, the tag and release tournament, and then the famous Cabo Tuna Jackpot tournament.
Yeah, so the new tournament is going to be October 31st and November 1st, a two-day fishing tournament with a party on Saturday following the event. That is October 31st and November 1st, so stay tuned for that. And then I think it's our 27th anniversary, Cabo Tuna Jackpot, November 6th through the 9th. Sign-ups are available on CatchStat. You know, a lot of people don't realize how easy it is to get involved with the Cabo Tuna Jackpot. You know, to see the big $1.5 million payouts and these boats earning big, big dollars, but the basic entry for that event is only $1,000. So roughly
per
for
team.
About four... Per team. Per
yeah.
team of two to six anglers, it's $1,000 to get into the basic entry where we pay the top three biggest fish overall based on that, just that $1,000 entry.
Nice.
So you can go all the way in up to $60,000 if you want to play with the big boys. But with Dorado, Wahoo, and tuna options, you know, anybody can come out there and play and then have a great time. So basically with your lodging, if you charter a boat, get out there for under $4,000 as a team, you can come out and experience Cabo Tuna Jackpot.
And it is fun.
Yeah.
It is the ultimate Cabo party
for sure.
Yeah, Rick and I have both been there. It's so much fun. Bill Egan from Western Outdoor News, of course, congratulations on such a successful tournament, the Cabo, Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, and, of course, the new Tag'em Released Cabo Tournament. And you can read it all, of course, at Western Outdoor News, right?
Yep, Western Outdoor News, WON news.com. Also, our Wombass tournaments are doing so amazing. We've got two more tournaments coming up in September and October. Lots to do. Trout Fest up at Big Bear Lake the first weekend of October. So you think it's winding down, but we're winding up.
Yeah, you are. Hey, Bill, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate the time, and keep up the great work over there at Western Outdoor News and all the tournaments you're doing.
You too, guys. Thanks for having me on, and everybody enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Bill. Appreciate that. Hey, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking all this excellent fishing that's going on up and down the beach. I always love it when the light switch is on because it just seems like it's on everywhere.
Oh,
and that's it.
So
we heard Rosie's report from Cedros, the great fishing in Cabo, the insane fishing here at home right now.
East Cape Chris, I mean, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, all good. Hey, Tony in Hesperia says there's also an app. Of course there is. On the Apple Watch called Sense Relief that you can download for motion sickness.
Oh,
how about that? Huh?
Yeah.
Sense Relief on the Apple Watch.
Good call.
Right?
Yeah, you might already have one of those things.
Yeah, for sure. On your if you have an Apple Watch. Yeah. How about that?
I'd still go to the C4 Tackle.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And what's it called?
The one we had was Relief Band, and I think that's what Marcos said, that the electronic Relief Band is what he
electronic.
Called it, so.
But you want the electronic one. Not the pressure point. Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Carrie? Called us from Oceanside this morning. What's up, Carrie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hilarious, guys. Morning, men. And the shout out to the lady answering the phone. She's great. I got a question. Fisherman's Landing. I got a couple of day trips. How long are those good for?
There's probably an expiration date on them, but there's no expiration, to be honest with you. We honor them. We're never going to, if you show up with the trip pass, we're going to honor it. Last year I had a guy show up one that was probably 10 years old.
I was going to say, I've witnessed a 9-year expired trip, and Carl has looked at the guy, he goes, man, he goes, that's an old one. And the guy's like, yeah, I know it expired a while ago. And we look at him like, dude, this expired 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Grab your gear, man, no problem, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Funny story. My wife won those 2 years ago at the tackle show down there, the tackle day.
Yeah.
Awesome, buddy.
So it was. Hey, also, I'm not an advocate for those lift things, but my partner has one, those little shocker deals for the wrist, and they are excellent.
There you go.
I thought he was really going to be in trouble when he stuck it in the bait tank, but he's good. They're waterproof and they work.
There you go, guys. Great joke, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
C-bands, I guess they're called.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, appreciate the call this morning. You have a great text?
Yeah, I thought so. Good morning, guys. My question's for Carl. Okay, you got to choose one. Are you fishing inshore or are you fishing offshore for the rest of your life? And what kind of boat are you doing it in? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Inshore.
Aye, there you go.
I mean, ideally, like, a super nice skiff would be ideal. I mean, I love yellowtail fishing. I love calico bass fishing. I mean, that's what I grew up on. I love offshore fishing, don't get me wrong. But surface iron rod, yellowtail fishing, there's nothing better than that. Rich in Fisherman's Landing, he's from the Pacific Northwest, and he went on the...
Where that's a real ocean up there.
Yeah. he went...
We live in a kiddie pond compared to that.
He went on the Liberty, he went fishing with Biz, I think, from there, and he caught his first, I think it was his first fishing on the long rod. He got a Tranks 500, he got the 90J, and we were telling him before his trip, like, there is nothing better watching a single yellowtail or 30 yellowtail chasing your surface iron and knocking it out of the water and just chewing on it. And he comes back the next day, he's like, I thought you guys were full of whatever. And you're 100% right. There's nothing better watching a yellowtail eat the surface iron.
Yeah. Like,
there is nothing better.
For sure.
The most exciting thing, in my opinion, you can do.
Yeah.
Inshore fishing for sure.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, Chris from Queen Creek, Arizona is listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And he says he has a seasickness solution. A lot. And this is all good because this is important stuff.
Yeah, that's what
people.
We do,
so,
man. We cheer.
My daughter is a PA, and she suggests I go see my doctor and have him write me a script for scopolamine, which is the patch. It's a patch that lasts 72 hours. It is amazing. I was on the Nulawayan on July 17th, and it was rocking. I never got sick once on that trip. So that scopolamine patch for a lot of people works. For a lot of people, it does not.
Yep.
But certainly something to see your doctor about.
Yep.
A possibility.
It's with seasickness, it seems like different things work for different people. It's not a one size fit all type of situation. So, like, I know Dramamine and Bonine doesn't work for Katie, but, like, the Kathy, Frank's wife, has like a spray I think she used, or like a pill that you have to call and they'll make it for you. I don't remember all the details. Right. It works really well, and then that electric fan worked really well for her. So it's, you got to try it till you find something that works for you.
Yep, that's good advice.
Yeah, for sure.
Another fun text comes through. It says, good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking this text. My question for the morning is on the subject of getting your bait to the fish first. What are your tactics that you use at the rail to get your bait the furthest away from the boat, delivered the deepest, the fastest, etc.? And also, what is your opinion on the best way to pin a bait on to get it to swim well? That's all from Rob in Oceanside.
It's a lot there to unravel there. Pinning the bait, I think my go-to is either a belly hook bait sardine or a butt hook sardine. That's pretty much my two go-to things that I fish now. I hardly ever nose hook a bait unless maybe I'm fishing the slide. That's one way to get your bait to the fish the fastest way. I'm kind of maybe different on this one. I'm not the first guy to ever get my bait out in the water. Main reason is you got 25 guys on the back of the boat. They're all throw all their bait in. Everyone ends up in the corner. I kind of let that happen. Then I throw my bait in there. One main reason is you're going to avoid a lot of the tangles. You can have the first bait in the water, and if you're one of 25 guys, good chance you're going to get in a tangle and stuff like that. And that just drives me nuts. I just don't like it, so I'm one of the last guys to get my bait in the water. Sometimes that backsfires, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you have to be the first guy in the water to get bit, especially with this bluefin. But I kind of weigh the pros and cons. I'd rather let things settle out in the corner there. I cast my bait out. I'm bit. I'm off by myself. I'm not worried about the other 20 guys on the boat tangled up in the corner, or the guys that are not willing to move or kind of keep an eye on their line and stuff like that. But butt hook baits, belly hook baits. What was the other part of the question?
And then how also to get it down the fastest.
Oh,
probably the
Brawler rig seems to be the most effective way now.
In terms of fast.
Fast, yeah.
I think the biggest advantage of that brawler rig is that you're not tangling if you're dropping it.
Correct.
Because inevitably, when you do just a straight sinker rig with a long leader, you're going to get tangled.
Yeah.
And if you don't, the way to not get tangled is to go slow. Which is fine, but
not when Buck Fever comes in.
You got it right, buddy. Exactly.
But earlier this year, talking to the guys, you had to get that bait down there super fast.
Yeah.
So when you're fishing the rubber band rig or whatever, you're going to get tangled, like you said. But that brawler rig, it just eliminates that. You're going to keep that your line straight. It's not going to get tangled up. You're going to get down there fast. If the captain said, hey, make sure you got your 16-ounce sinkers tied on with the brawler rig or 8-ounce or whatever, make sure you got it done right, and you're going to be one of the very first guys down there and in the zone as fast as you can.
So I have a question about the brawler rig. It seems a few times I've had bites. You feel a bite, and it doesn't stick. And when you look at the way, you know, your sardine's on there, I always pin it up through the bottom of the lip and up through the nose so it sticks on there. Sideways to the nose doesn't really work that well on the Bravo, right?
Right.
But is it easier for them to just grab it and pluck the bait off because it's so hard to get their mouth around with the big heavy sinker down below? Do you remedy that with like super light line to the sinker, or is that a factor? Is it just me the way I'm fishing it?
No, I think it's just getting your timing down correctly. You know, there is like
giving time to let them eat it.
Yeah, not necessarily, but like letting your bait sink fast, but not super fast. I mean, you got a 16-ounce sinker going, and then a bait comes by, and that sinker's still going. So you got to make sure you're in touch with your line and know what's going on down there. And when you get bit, be fast enough to put it in gear. But that sinker.
But you don't need to let them eat it. If you feel a bite, they ate it.
When a tuna eats a sardine, that thing is close to the bait and then flares its gill plates. Yeah. And like, I mean, there's probably 10 gallons of water that's all in front of it that just goes rushing through that thing back to the, you know what I mean? Like it, when he ate it, he didn't pick the side of it and rip it off. Like the whole deal like went into the back of his throat, and then whether, you know, we were able to put it in gear or not, or the same, you know, it came back out, the circle hook didn't catch, and one of those yeah. that just happened. But like they're not a
so use a 10-pound test instead of 30-pound test. Your sinker doesn't make any.
That's how I feel.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody told me, I use 10-pound because then the sinker breaks off easier, and it's like, that didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think that sometimes they don't eat it perfect. You know, maybe the fish hit the sinker on the way down. That happens too. You know, I mean, there's who knows what scenario. Sure. I want to add one super quick thing to fish in a bait. I used to always believe that I had to cast farther than the guy standing next to me when I was fishing a live bait, and I still think that's important, you know, giving your bait a good head start. But I have for sure learned over the years that a gently presented bait away from the boat often will outswim a bait that, you know, if you're overhand chucking that thing as hard as you can and it fires and it slaps down and hits the water and that thing is stunned, those ones oftentimes won't swim as good as something you were able to gently underhand pitch low to the water. Like, get that thing into the water a little more gently, but maybe not as far, and I bet it outswims the one that maybe had an extra 10 feet on the cast.
100%.
Good call. Yep. Yeah, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Sam? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning. Great show. Hey, a question on the reels. You know, I have the 16 International and a 30, which is kind of big, sold to 50. But, I was fishing recently and used that 16 almost exclusively for the night jig because it was the size. But I wanted to get another one. Should I go, is a 20 a good night jig reel, or should you go down a size if you're going to buy another one? And what would that be?
I would go, my first go-to reel would be a Talica 20. I mean,
it's the perfect night jig.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we use those on our rental reels. They hold up so well. You get plenty of line. You can fish 100 pound on there. I know guys even fish 130 on there if you wanted to, no problem. 16 is a good size. I have I just had it in the shop the other day, and Rick and I were talking about it. A Tiagra 16, you know, it's been blueprinted, but there's no reason that I would really say to go like an international size 20 size reel. 16 would be probably the biggest I would go, but a Talica 20 and 25 size reel would
lightweight,
be
lightweight, yeah, super strong,
comfortable, does the job, not oversized or anything like that. That's just
are you going to send it to Eric and Cal to put a new handle on it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I'm saying it anyways. We got TAC 20s for $100 off.
What?
Until Monday. Yeah, Monday at midnight. We're doing our TAC 20s that really you just mentioned for $100 off. The brand new generation is out. So previous generation, we have a tremendous amount of them. It's our favorite reel because we have that amount
of
stock.
There is.
We're just doing one little
$100
bucks off. An original first generation.
The original,
not the new
one. The Talica 20.
There's no discount.
There's nothing wrong with that reel.
You're damn right. When Carl said that, you know, that's the reel that they have in the rental room, I always think, like, that's a flash forward to what your reel is going to look like in 15 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they get used and abused every single day, and they're still killer.
They're amazing.
I love that reel.
So, $100 off
until Monday. Monday at midnight. Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right. Jump on it. JJ in Carlsbad writes us, hey, good morning, everyone. Wow, this app and the show is so cool. I just moved here from Florida. I was wondering, what is the difference between different fleets, like from Dana compared to San Diego, and what boats are the best to go on for a 1 or 2 day trip? There's a lot to choose from. If there's any particular boat you recommend, because in Sarasota, some captains' boats would come back with limits, and other boats would come back with nothing. So that's why he wants to come on, give us some insight.
I mean, the San Diego fleet's the best in the world. I mean, no disrespect to the guys up north, but.
And there's some great boats up there.
There is nothing wrong. I mean, I watch those guys, you know, Sean on the Gray Light. What's his name? On the Endeavor. He does a great job.
You couldn't even name enough good ones.
Good ones. Yeah. Dana Orr Sport Fishing, 22nd Street Landing.
They all do a great job.
They all have great stuff.
I mean, and they offer something different than we do. And, but for when it comes to overnight to three-day fishing, the Pacific Queen, the Tomahawk, the Condor, any of our boats out of Fisherman's Landing are going to provide you with a top-notch service that you can ask for. Even our full-day boat, the Liberty, what other full-day boat in the world you're going to go out there that has two showers, got 30 bunks on the boat,
yeah,
where you can go lay down. I mean, there's nowhere else you can do that in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Access to fish processing, if that's something
fish fishing
San Diego offers, that maybe some of the
that's
other
stuff. That's huge. Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of Condor, Joel Ralston.
Yeah.
Joel, how about that, huh?
I love that guy.
He's a man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He brings a new calamity on the Condor.
He does, and like he's not afraid of spending poor Scott's bucks. Like they came in the shop yesterday.
Scott's got plenty of bucks.
Joel's into Big Fish and putting his people into Big Fish, and they came through yesterday. That boat already has a tremendous amount of kite gear, California flyers, all the stuff that one would want. And he said the kite fishing has been so good as of late that he was in the store with Scott. He said, "I don't care, man. We need more." And they were buying more kite because just like the scenario.
Just put it on Scott's desk.
That's exactly what he said. Exactly. You know, the kite fishing is so good, just like you guys were describing before, they're having multiple guys going on at the same time, and he's just like, "Hey, man, we need more of it."
We need more.
The guys just, you know, and Scott did what any guy should do.
Yeah.
Damn right. Put it on the boat. Let's keep it rolling, yeah. Fun to watch. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right now.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgeonSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgeonSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. And experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up. The Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. Carl's going to do us the honor of flipping the prize coin. See if we have a caller or texter winning today. Hit it up, Carl. Okay, we have a texter today. Congratulations, Ralph and Menifee. You're going fishing on board the Liberty. Captain Taro and Anibal, you are going to have a blast.
Yeah, congratulations, Ralph. It's so much fun. And Carl, you're such a great guest. We sure appreciate it. I know you work so hard at that landing, and I know it's a passion for you. It's your life, and it's all good. So how do we get a hold of you? We want to go fishing.
Fishermanslanding.com, 619-221-8500. Call me or call any of the guys, and love to help you answer any questions you have about charters, open party trips, or just get you out fishing.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Appreciate that. And thanks to Chris for manning the phones and the board today. Again, thanks to Pat Osborne. Thanks to Sports Grid, JP, Chris, Mike, Carl, George, 1090 AM, Andreas, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you out there for hanging with us on the app and the show. Tomorrow morning, we will be back. Eric Sheets from Cowles and Wes Coogan from Ken's Custom Rears. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.